Blog Talk Radio.
All right, amen. Welcome.
Amen.
Welcome. Amen. We are here live, amen, on the air, amen, from West Texas, Lubbock, Texas. Amen. And guess who I have on the air with me? This is old Tim the Overseer with Watchman on the Wall, Elder Bazaar. I have been really enjoying this brother for the past almost 3 weeks, amen. And get this,
amen.
Roll all the way down from Warren, Ohio, to join me here in Texas, amen. Amen.
Praise
so it's a
God.
Blessing to have the brother here to actually meet him, amen, shake the man's hand, amen, fellowship with the brother in person,
amen,
live
brother.
In person, watching on the wall, amen. We've been having a good time. God is good. All the time, and all the time, God is good. As the old
saint,
amen, always faith, amen. We know that he's good. We know that God is good to us. He's graceful, merciful. He's loving, tender kindness. Amen. I thank him for being my God, for being the God that he
amen.
Is. Amen. So he is a merciful, wonderful God. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
He is.
So
yes,
he takes care of us, and he watches us. He's blessed my man to come over 1,200 miles here to Texas safely, and God's going to take him back home safely. Amen. So,
amen.
Thank you, brother. I want to say again, brother, thank you for coming down. Thank you for being here. I really enjoyed you, and God bless your soul, brother. Amen. God bless your soul.
Amen.
Amen. He's
thank
here
you.
On the air with me today. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into the word. We're not going to prolong it. So what I'm going to do, amen. And we're going to go ahead and read from, amen.
Amen.
1 Corinthians, amen, you guessed it, the context of love, the 12th chapter, verse 31, over into 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. If a man will let my man say a prayer. Amen.
Yes,
we're going to bring on the
yes,
word.
Sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to talk about some things. Amen. The book
praise
of Revelation.
God.
We're going to talk about some things. So let me read. It says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, amen. I am
amen.
Sound like Paul is being humble there. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, amen, have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envies not. Charity wants it not itself. He is not puffed up. Do not behave itself unseemly. Seek it not her own. Amen. Is not easily provoked. Think it not evil. Rejoice it not in iniquity, but rejoice it. Amen. In the truth. What does it say? Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails. Love never fails. Amen. But whether there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. But we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, understood as a child, thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith and charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
The brother has been invited to speak tomorrow morning. Amen. Hopefully you will get to see him live on Facebook. Amen. He'll be on the Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church in Lubbock, Texas. Amen. Hopefully you get to watch him live. Amen. I know he's been on live here on the Biblical Underground on their Facebook page. Again, Biblical Underground. You can see him on there, and you'll be able to see him live tomorrow morning on Facebook on Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, where Pastor Harold Magruder is a pastor, and his wife is Stacy Magruder. Amen. They're family members. And amen, we're going to get to see this and hear this brother live and in person. I'll be there. Amen. Be God, say the
amen.
Same. And I get to hear this brother speak the word, not on Facebook, not hear him over the air, but I get to see him live and in person. Amen. He's actually got to witness me speak a few weeks ago when he first came. Ain't that a blessing? Amen.
Amen.
It's definitely, amen. It is a blessing, brother. I've been enjoying you. Amen. But I'm not going to prolong the hour. Amen. I'm going to let you go ahead and say a prayer. And if you want to start it off, you can. Or if you want me to start it off, I'll leave that up to you. Go ahead, Doctor.
Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your love and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, for Brother Tim. We thank you, Lord, for his love
Amen.
For you and that you continue to bless him, Lord, to press on to the high mark which is in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the opportunity of preaching the gospel through the air, that somebody may hear what thus says the Lord. We ask you right
Amen.
Now in the name of Jesus, as we go on the air right now, we're going to tune in on you. We're going to tune in on you. We're going to praise you. We're going to tell the world that Jesus Christ, woo, is the glory of God and that he's coming back again. Let us make it plain,
Amen.
Make it plain that men, women, boys, and girls can understand that very soon and very soon Jesus Christ is going to split the sky. That's why we're running for our lives. We're running to tell anybody, everybody, about somebody who can save anybody in these last and evil days before it's too late when the rapture occurs on this planet, because it's coming for sure. We know it. We feel it. We know it by experience. We know it by the Holy
Amen.
Spirit. We know it by the Word of God. We just know it. And we want you to come on in this evening and speak through us that we can see, that we can tell somebody that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. And we ask you in Jesus' name, we're going to say amen. Brother, I want you to drop the hammer. I'm going to give it back to you. You drop the hammer, and then after you drop the hammer, I'm going to put the nail in the wood. Amen. We're going to drive it on in.
Amen. Amen. Blessed prayer, brother. Thank you. Amen. Thank you once again for being here. Amen. Thank you once again for being on the air with me. Amen. All right.
Amen.
Brother said he wants me to kick it off. Amen. We'll go ahead and get it started. Amen. Again here. Once again, we're here down in Southwest Texas. Amen. Really, West Texas. Amen. We're here again on with you on the air live. And, man, it's been hot. My brother's been enjoying this hot weather down here. Now he feels what I'm talking about. He's been enjoying the hot weather down here. In Texas, man, it's been hot. But we can kind of tell we're about to hit tomorrow, in this couple of days, will be the 1st of August. And we're beginning to experience the weather change just slightly. We can tell, amen, that now the fall season is beginning to set in. It's still 90 degrees up here. Amen. But with that being said, without further ado, amen, we're going to get into the word. And what I want to talk about today is the things that are going on in the world. My gosh, amen. I was at work the other day, and a few days, I think it was yesterday, maybe a couple of days ago, they was talking about this lady that I don't know when it's happened. I don't know if it was 7 years ago, it was a couple of years ago. I don't know when it happened. But this lady up in Detroit murdered her two children, her two younger children. Amen. Put their bodies in the freezer. And they had been there for a while. I don't know if it was years or months or how long, but they had been there for some time. And the way that they found out that there were kids in the freezer, they had evicted the woman. They came down, the authorities came and evicted her and put her stuff out. I don't know if they were taking it out or something, but I believe someone saw some blood or something that they said. And they begin to open the freezer. It made them open the freezer. The freezer was taped up. And they opened the freezer and saw that there were two young children in there. And, man, when I tell you that, that's something that rocked me. I don't know how certain things affect certain people, but, my gosh, you know, that was a huge shock, you know. I was telling my brother, I was telling him, and I was talking to the elder, I said, you know, who could do such a thing? you know, you gave birth to these two children, and the world has gone mad. The world is gone mad. The world is, amen, doctor. The world is gone mad. The world is sick.
Mad.
Sin, and you know how they say, well, people got a mental problem. You're right. They do got a mental problem. It's called sin.
Sin.
And the world is full of it. Full of sin.
Yeah.
People don't curse people anymore. There's no love. Amen. That's why I read the context of love. That's the problem with the world. You say, how do we cure all this? How do we stop all this love? And not just your type of love, worldly love. We're talking about the love that comes from the Most High God, agape love.
Ooh,
the love that
thank
I just
you,
created.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you
better
you,
say
Jesus.
It again. Say
ooh,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's real. That's real.
That's real.
It's only by love can
ooh.
We conquer sin. Only by love can we conquer sin. Sin is full
thank
of hate.
You, Jesus.
Thank
hate.
You, Lord. Praise your holy name. And I just, I mean, I just couldn't understand, like, how could, I love my children.
Amen.
I love all my kids.
Amen.
And it just makes me wonder, how could you come to that conclusion that you're going to take your own children's life? And somehow, I couldn't fathom the fact that children are your children. Man, that just shows you how sick the devil is.
Ooh,
the sickness comes
come
from,
on, come
from Satan himself. That shows you how sick the fallen angels are, how sick the demons are. The world of Satan is full of sickness and sin. But yet, people embrace it. People embrace sin.
Yes.
They call good, bad. And bad good.
Yes.
And I say to myself, what's wrong with people in the world to where we feel like this is, and you know, if you tell most people that story, they'll act like, oh, well, see, that's the problem with the world. We become so callous to things that are so sickening. And this is not new. The Bible says nothing new under the sun. I'm quite sure they
that's right,
brother.
That's right.
Back. Amen.
Right.
Doctor,
amen,
you better
brother.
Know it. They've been murdering their own children for thousands of years now, I'm quite for sure.
Thousands
oh, my
of
God.
Years.
Thousands of years. This is nothing new, abandoning children. Because that's basically what you've done. You've abandoned them. When you feel like you want to beat your children to the point where you want to take their lives and kill them, you've abandoned them. There's no love there. You abandoned them children a long time ago. That wasn't something that would just happen that day. That was something
yeah.
that was in there. She was already gone. She was already gone.
Gone.
Amen. That's why the
amen,
Bible is it's important that we as the pastors, the ministers, the head of the church speak the rightfully divided word. That's why
yes.
we teach and harp on salvation so much. Now you see why salvation is so important.
It's
you know,
important.
You are saved, you don't do those things. The Bible says
you
that we know
no.
that murder has not salvation. It's impossible.
Yes, sir.
It is impossible. Let me show you scripture. Because a lot of times
ahead,
I say
man.
Things to people. You know, a lot of times they think, oh, where he get that from? Let me tell you something. When it comes to the Bible, I can't make it up. I told you before, I'm not good enough.
Mm-mm.
I'm not smart
mm-mm.
enough to make this stuff up.
Mm-mm.
Hey, man, I'm just going to be
mm-mm.
real with you. I'm just not that guy. I
come
would
on.
Like to tell you and brag to you that I'm that smart. Hey, man, but I know better. Hey, man, I know my strength and help coming from the Lord. Hey,
amen.
Man, all that I am and all that I've been given
you,
from God. I ain't crazy. Hey,
no,
man, I got more sense than what you may think I got.
Come on.
Hey, man. Let me show
yeah.
you what the scripture says. Hey, amen. Go to 1 John,
come on,
the third chapter, and we're going to look at you know what? 1 John, the third chapter, I'm going to read verses 11 through 15.
Go ahead.
We're going to put it all together. 1 John, third chapter, verses 11 through 15. I'm going to read, let you get a a glimpse of this. Watch what it says. It says, for this is the message. In other words, this is the word of God.
All right.
That you heard from the beginning. That we should what? Love one another.
Come on. Come on
now,
with it.
Amen, doctor. You best believe it ain't going to be no excuse for no one. This woman was standing before the judge of a judge of this world, one of Satan's judges. Let's just call it whatever. They're not God's judges, in my opinion. That's Satan's judge, because we know that Christ is going to judge the world. And she's sitting up here before this judge, and this judge, you know, and just explain to her why she did what she did. Oh my gosh. You're not gonna get to man, you're gonna explain to Christ. It's not gonna work. It's not gonna
come
work.
Come on. No.
Because he's gonna say, you know what? You was taught to love from the beginning.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And if
Amen,
we had
brother.
More preachers that would stand up in the church for right and stand up for love, instead of being into everything that don't matter and speaking about a bunch of motivational speeches and telling people
come
how
on,
to get
come on.
Wealthy, we wouldn't have this nonsense in the world.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother.
We wouldn't
Amen.
Have this nonsense. And she ain't the only one. There's been other people in the past. You read stories from the past. People have killed their children, murdered their children. This is nothing new. People have gotten off. And the reason why I say that the judge is not a judge of God, because we know
Come
that
on.
Judges have letting people off for stuff, similar things, have letting people go with plenty of evidence. That's sick. This woman
Lord have mercy.
Get off.
Come on.
You know, in this world, nor the next. Apparently not in this world, because they gave her life without parole. So now you
right.
judge this world, and all that we can do is pray and hope that she receives salvation before it is too late. Because if she don't, she'll have to stand before the great judge, the great white throne judgment. Not just her.
Come on,
but many others. Just like, it ain't just her. I ain't just calling her out. I'm just having to be talking about the situation that I saw and heard about for the past few days. It's mind-blowing to me. You sitting here eating, watching TV, living like just living life. And your children are in the freezer. Your children, not somebody else's children. And not that that makes it any better. Not a cat or a dog is in the freezer, but your child that you gave birth to. And folks have the nerve to stand flat-footed and bold-faced with their shoulders and their chin up high and say, there is no God.
Ooh.
Man, things like that
Lord.
Prove to me even more that there is a God. That's proof that there's a God. Because you
yes.
don't know why? It's funny, brother, how people can believe in the devil but not believe in God.
Come on now. Come
they
on.
They talk about evil, but they won't talk about good.
Man,
don't you know in order for you to have the devil, you got to have God. And I promise you, I more than promise you, I have not ever, as long as I've been on this earth, not ever heard somebody say, call on the devil when they in
Come
need.
On.
I ain't
oh,
never
man.
Heard nobody get into trouble and call on
I
the
know
devil.
That's right.
I ain't never heard nobody about to die and call on the devil. They say, oh, God, that's the first person they call when
yes,
things get tough.
Yes.
Man, let me tell you
yes.
something. God put something in your soul, in your spirit, to let you know that he is real and that he exists.
He's
there
real.
Won't be no excuses. You won't be
None,
able to stand before God. And come
Ooh.
Up with all this. You can try to preach and tell Christ this and that and say, this is why I did this. This is why I did that. And the books were open. That's what it said over
come
in Revelation
on.
The 20th. It said the books,
yes,
plural. Well, he going to open up them books. He going to read your life to you.
Lord have mercy. Lord have
and
mercy.
And he going to want to know if you ever. Romans 10:9-10. Have you ever
10, 9,
confessed
9,
with your
yes,
mouth?
Yes. Come on.
Amen. And believe in
Come
your
on.
He wants to know. Have you ever confessed with your mouth and believed in your
Come
heart
on. Mm-hmm.
that Christ died for your sins, that God raised
Come
him?
On.
The Bible says
Come
if
on.
You believe, thou shalt be. That's it. You trying to make it something else. Because, see, you got gatekeepers in the church that and they doing everything, anything, but behind closed doors. But they want to try to make it seem like for you to get to the throne, you got to go through all this.
Yeah.
They ain't no better than nobody else. I'm no better than nobody else.
Sure ain't.
That's why I preach the gospel of Christ, love. This is why I teach salvation. Because he said everybody can come to the throne and get saved.
Yeah.
See, the good thing about children, the Bible said, God said, suffer not little children for such is the kingdom of heaven. Don't worry about those babies that were put in that freezer. They're with God. They're in heaven. You think they're not with God? God's going to take care of children. God loves babies.
Sir.
They have less sin than we have by far. Children are innocent in the sight of God, our sight of God.
Yeah.
They're innocent. The poor,
thank you, Jesus.
Poor babies, and they were poor babies, to get beat and choked. She choked the little girl, put some, I think, a scarf that said, choked the little girl to death, beat the little boy to death, hit him over the head. You know, a child wouldn't be able to comprehend, like, what's going on? You're supposed to be my mama. You're supposed to love me. What's going on?
What's going on?
And you think that, amen? And you don't think that the angels of heaven just waiting right there to take them to heaven?
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Amen. Now they resting in heaven. They are resting.
Come on.
Their souls are at rest. They're troubled no more. But see, the mama is still alive on this earth, and she has an opportunity to be forgiven for that act. Now, most people say, oh, she don't need to be forgiven that. No. God is love. God loves
God is love.
God is full of love.
Yes, he
is. And God
is
the God of a second chance.
Ooh.
And God will give you a second chance. Amen. If you don't let the devil rob you, because the devil wants to blind you. He wants to blind you.
Yes,
he wants to keep that woman blind.
Yes.
The devil's going to fight tooth and nail to take her soul. Because the demons are
waiting.
They're like, you killed her. Oh, you choked her. You beat him. And, we can't wait till you come down here.
Mm.
Just what people don't understand. When you up here cutting up on this planet, on this earth, and you ain't covered in the blood, they down there rubbing their hands together in hell.
Yes, they are.
They can't
wait.
You know what they say in hell? Oh, you think that was a nightmare? Oh, that's a joke compared to what we got for you down here. We can't wait for your soul to die and come down here to hell. That's why we preach the gospel of salvation. That's why we preach the gospel of heaven and hell. Why? Because we want you to become saved. We don't want to see nobody lost. We want to see as many souls get into the kingdom of heaven. And yes, as bad and heinous as the act as that was, God still loves us. God loves surpasses our understanding.
Yes, he does.
I'm going to tell you that now. And I know that just by reading St. John, the third chapter, verses 15 and 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
I understood that when I read that verse. I understood that God's love surpasses man's understanding by far. We can never understand and comprehend God's love. You think you understand it. I understand some of it. I understand a little bit of it. But, man, you won't know. See, the Bible says that. Let me show you something. Let me show you another scripture. I ain't finished reading it. I'm going to come back to it.
I'm going to jump
back over to this scripture real quick. 1 John, the third chapter, same chapter. 1 John, the third chapter, verse 2. Watch what it says. 1 John, third chapter, verse 2. Watch what it says. Beloved. So who's he talking to? He's talking to the saints. When in time the writer expressed beloved, brethren, he's talking to the saints of God. Watch what he says. Now are we the sons of God. Meaning, so you know what it means when he says now. In other words, as soon as you confess with your mouth and believe with your heart, boom, faster than you could think, faster than you could blink, you become saved. You have salvation. Now are we the sons of God. And it do not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him.
Like
we shall see him as he is.
Amen,
Lord, you better talk to me right now. Don't get me on, man, let me tell you. We don't understand love right now. But oh, when you see his face, I'm talking about tears upon tears. You say, now I know that you love me. I know what your love is about. And I know that your grace and your mercy is sufficient.
Woo.
My God. And you're going to tell me God can't love a woman that has murdered her children, a person that's murdered their parents, a person's mother, brother, sister, or murdering people. God is a God of second chance.
Yes, he is. Yes,
that's
he is.
Just what he is. Amen. So you can't be mad at God for love. You have to be mad at the devil for hate. You have to be mad at the devil for sin. I think about it all the time. Hey. Brother, I know you think about it. It makes me mad what Satan has done.
Yeah, me too.
Amen. I say it makes me stick to my stomach because you want to know why? He was fine in heaven. He was fine.
Come on. Come on.
You had immortality. You could make beautiful music. You was the most, probably the most beautiful angel that creation that he had made. You had it, like we say, he had it going on.
Going on.
What more could you want? But he went and ruined it. He got greedy, sin, surprise.
Man.
He wanted to be God.
Come on.
Look at her. Anybody you want to be mad at them. You can't be mad at God for what Satan has done.
No.
Man, God love surpasses man's understanding. You can't understand.
Lord.
You think you understand.
Yes, Lord.
No, I don't. But I just read you the scripture, 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verse 2.
Mm.
Amen. When we see him, we shall see him as he is when he appears. When he come back to get you. Oh, man, tears are going to be running down my eyes. I know that now. I know he loved me despite of what all I've done and all that I do.
Yeah.
He loved me. And that's what people can't get through the skull.
Come on.
You want to know why can't understand once saved, always saved? Because you can't understand God's love.
All right.
And nobody understands it complete, but you don't even understand a little bit of it.
That's
why he once saved you, always saved you. He don't want you to come back. Christ didn't die on the cross to lose to the devil. Is you crazy? I got to call you crazy now. I got to call you crazy. You think God gonna lose to the devil? You can't lose your salvation. You know what you're saying when you say you can lose your salvation. You basically saying that God gonna lose to the devil. No, God can't lose to the devil. You said you can call yourself. No, you can't, because you can't save yourself. So if you can't save yourself, you can't lose your salvation. So what you got to see, what they fail to understand about the is salvation ain't dependent on man. Salvation was never left up to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Salvation was left up to God.
Come on.
And when
he
came down to Adam and Eve in the garden, he said, he's going to bruise his head. And the devil's going to bruise his heel. God gave him the victory right there in the garden. In the book of Enoch, he made right on the spot, in front of the devil, in front of Slewfoot. Slewfoot didn't know it, so he couldn't believe. He said, wait a minute, you going to give him a second chance? He said, right there before Satan's face, they're going to get another chance. And all they got to do is believe. That's all they got to do. Just have faith in me. That's all. Folks want to tell you how you got to quit smoking, you got to quit drinking, man, that's the case. We all going to hell because the Bible said we sin every day. That's why when we pray, we ask for forgiveness for sin. The Bible said the daily prayer, and forgive us of our sins. You sin every day. Don't act like you don't. You fooling yourself. I'm gonna read this other scripture, and then I'm gonna go back. Amen, doctor.
Amen.
Then I'm gonna go back
and
finish those scriptures out where I started. Amen. I'm just gonna read to you 1 John, the 2nd chapter. Amen. Verse 8 and 9. 1 John, 2nd chapter, verses 8 and 9. Watch what it says. If we say that we have no sin,
come on.
we deceive ourselves. You ain't fooling nobody but your own self. I had a preacher try to stand up and tell me to my face, I don't have no sin. When I read this scripture to him, he shut his mouth.
Yeah.
Because now he didn't have nothing else to say. The Bible said, read you what the Bible said. And the Bible said, and the truth is not in us. That means that you ain't even saved, that you going around talking to your own sin.
Come on.
You're not
come
even
on.
Saved. I'm just saying what the Bible, I'm telling you, I'm not clever to make this. I'm not smart enough. I promise you, I'm not smart enough to make this stuff up. Amen. Verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Yeah.
And to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's
ooh.
What the Bible says.
Ooh.
He is faithful and just. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Salvation is strictly ooh. Dependent on Christ. God gave the order. Christ executed the order. And God completed it when he raised him from the dead.
Yeah.
It was completed. It was completed together.
Yes.
He said, now you got salvation. And I made a promise that I'm coming back to get you. Now let me go back and finish reading over in 1 John, the 3rd chapter. Verse 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. Now I'm going to turn over to the brother. Watch what it says. Verse 11, read again. For this is the message that ye heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. That's what we should do.
Come
amen.
On,
we should
on.
Love one another. It was already ordained in the beginning. Because, again, God said this is what it takes. Now watch. This is how we know, because there's two references to the beginning in verse 11 and 12. The first reference to the beginning is the scripture already says that ye heard from the beginning. So there you go. That don't mean from the beginning of your day, the beginning of your life. It means from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
The second reference is verse 12. Watch what it says. Not as Cain. See, understand the Bible. You got to go all the way back to the beginning. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one and slew his brother. So you are
come
wicked
on.
When you take somebody's life. That's the devil. The Bible's already letting you know, if you kill another man, amen. Make
amen.
Sure we understand what kill means. See, the word thou shalt not kill, that Hebrew word is translated murder. So what it's saying is thou shalt not murder. So killing someone is different from murdering someone. You could be in a car accident and accidentally kill somebody. You didn't try to do that. That don't mean you're going to hell. Somebody can break in your house and try to kill you and your family. If you kill that person, that don't mean you're going to hell. You are protecting your family. If somebody tries to kill you, what you going to do? You may accidentally kill them by trying to stop them from killing you.
Come
y'all may be rushing and tussling on the bridge. You say, hey, it's going to be you before it's me, baby. And you may throw them over the bridge. That don't mean you're going to hell.
Come on.
You was trying
come
to protect
on.
Your life. You killed him, but you didn't murder him. To murder someone means you have premeditated intent. Lord have mercy. I tell you, brother, they're not ready for this type of Bible study. This ain't that motivational speech that you get down on every Sunday.
No.
That ain't what we give here. We don't give motivation. But we give you the rightly divided word.
Word of truth.
Come on now.
Come on. Preach it, bro.
When you murder somebody, that's premeditated. You know what you say in your mind? See,
come on.
People premeditate all the time. Oh, man, I'll kill him for them shoes. I'll kill her for that car. I'll kill him or her if she leave me. If they do something to me, I'm going to what? Kill them. You're just speaking them evil words into the universe. You're just putting them into the atmosphere.
Yes, you did.
And if you're not careful, amen. If you're not careful,
come on.
Amen. Those
ooh,
things
man,
will what? Manifest itself.
Come on, you.
The Bible
ooh.
Says the power of life and death is what?
In the tongue.
Come on, doctor. You better preach and talk to me today. I may have to come
all
back
right.
to this verse. I'm going to get ready to turn it over to you. I may have to come back. Let me read verse 12. I'm going to finish verse 12. I'm going to try to finish verse 12. Then I'm going to hand it back over to the brother. I'm going to give it to the brother.
Then
I'm going to come back and finish 13, 14, and 15.
All right.
But watch what
all
it says.
Right.
It says, not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, which was the devil, and slew his brother, and wherefore slew he him? That's a question. Because his own works were evil and his brothers righteous.
Right. See,
when people kill, that ain't just right there on the spot. Nobody can just be feeling good and jolly and all of a sudden, boom, just kill them. No, that's premeditated in most cases. Or if the wrong type of situation comes up, they'll kill somebody. But they already had it in their mind days, weeks, months, years ago. If somebody cross me, I'm going to kill them. So yes, you get into a road rage with somebody, that killing just didn't start that day. That person already had in their mind when they went and bought that gun. If somebody do something to me to make me mad, I'm going to what?
Come on.
That's called premeditated murder. All murder is premeditated.
Come on.
In other words, you already thought it in your mind. If somebody do me wrong or mess with me or do me bad or cross me or whatever, I'm going to kill them. That's called premeditation. You've been saying that for years. It may have never said, never actually. I got a family member. I had to tell man, you stop saying that. No. You need to stop. I've been saying it for years. I'm going to kill me somebody. But don't you know that's premeditated? You've been planning that for years. And all it takes is the wrong situation to cross your path. And yes, you can take their life or they can take your life. That's premeditated.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy. Man, I wish I could go on and finish this up. But I'm going to turn it over to you. And I'm going to come back and finish that up.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
All right. Oh, my. Jesus Christ is our hope. Jesus Christ is our joy. We're trying to get across to the public. We're trying to get across to our members and friends, those that are listening to this broadcast. And we want to let you know that we are telling you biblical truths. But we got a problem. We got a serious problem. We got a serious problem. We don't have this serious problem for 6,000 years. 6,000 years we've been having this problem ever since the Garden of Eden. Ever since Lucifer, don't forget that name, Lucifer is the number one angel of cherubim of heaven that God created. He created by speaking him into existence. He was the main angel. He had second charge of the choir, first charge of the choir. Listen to what I'm saying. He was the protector, listen, of God's throne. He protected God's throne. Whenever God would get off the throne or move around a little bit in his corridors and in the streets that he's at, in his throne room, Satan would guard the throne. He would spread his wings way out, and no other angels could come near the throne when Lucifer was the protector. And then when it came for choir practice, when it come for the choir to sing and give God the praises and praise the name of Jehovah and praise his name forevermore, Lucifer was the music man. He knew all the keyboards. He knew all the notes. He knew notes that the human man, the mind can't even comprehend. And he was the most beautiful angel. He had every jewel, every diamond, he had gold all over him. He had pipes, good God Almighty, had pipes inside of himself that every time he would walk, music would come out. Man, old days. And he looked one day, listen to what I'm saying, because Lucifer loved God at that time, and God loved Lucifer because he was his protector of his throne, and he obeyed what God said. But one day out of sheer beauty, he looked in the mirror of reflection and saw himself. When he saw himself, he knew that he was the most beautiful angel, listen to what I'm saying, that God ever created. And when he looked in the mirror of reflection, he saw himself, and by his beauty, pride was set up in his heart. He became powerful, and he thought by himself. He said, now look, I'm so beautiful. I'm so gorgeous. I'm sharper than the board of hell. Look at me, brother. Look at my feet. Look at my hands. Yeah. Look at my my armor that I got on. Look at my wings. Good God Almighty.
Yeah.
Those circles could flap and run and fan you and protect God's throne. He said, look at me. I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to take God's place. That's because of what? Because of his beauty. And beauty, the Bible says, beauty is deceitful. More people are deceived by beauty than any other word in the Bible. Beauty can cause people to be deceived. And guess what Lucifer does? Lucifer went before the throne of a God Almighty, the Holy One, the self-existent one, the one that had no beginning and no end, the one that
Amen.
Always existed. Look, y'all listen to me, what I'm saying? We're dealing with a God of gods and a Lord of lords. What God can make the sun shine in the morning? What God can cause a bird to fly through the air? What God can cause the sea to rise and the sea to be lowered? What God can take his hand and carve out the mountains? What God can tell the stars and name them every name by name? Ooh, I'm talking about
the God
that rules the whole round world and the universe. I'm talking about the God that don't need nobody to tell him what to do. He's self-existent. He's wrapped up in what? Let me tell you what he wrapped up in. He wrapped up in love. He loved before he even created Lucifer. And Lucifer got the big head, and guess what he did?
Right.
He went before the throne of God and tried to dethrone God, and he went back to the other angels. The other angels told him, said, what you going to do, Lucifer? He said, listen, boys, man, I got a plan. I got a plan, brother. I got a plan that I'm going to overthrow Elohim. I'm going to overthrow Yeshua. I'm going to overthrow the God that created me and take his place. And you know what he did? That sucker went all through the corridors of heaven and start to whisper and be a tail barrier to the other angels and told them, I'm going to overthrow God Almighty, who all with me. And he plotted and he plotted and he plotted till he took one-third of God's holy angels and convinced them that I can be like God and I can rule the universe and I can take over Yeshua and become the God of the universe. And I can see him right now in the spirit of my mind. I can see him going before the throne of God, looking at God face to face and trying to tell God, you're done, brother. You're done. In fact, you're a quack. You ain't nobody. You can't do nothing. Who are you? I'm the main angel. I'm going to dethrone you. And God winked his eye. And when he winked his eye, Satan fell back. And God told him, said, you're not going to do it. And I tell you what you do. You take all your angels. You take them. And I'm going to cast them out to the earth. And tell me, Jesus Christ said, I beheld Satan like lightning fall from heaven on God, casting him out of heaven. Where did he cast him out? He cast him to the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And then God recreated the heaven and earth and put man in the Garden of Eden. And here come old Slewfoot Lucifer mooling around in the garden. He said, look, God, I'm mad at God. I'm going to get him even. I'm gonna mess him up. And you know how the devil is even these days. People talk all big and bad. I'm going to mess you up. I'm going to screw him up. I'm going to put something on him he ain't going to be able to handle. And let me tell you what he did. God made Adam and Eve, put him in the garden, told him what to do real quick. Amen. Said, don't eat the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The day you eat it, you're going to die. Wait a minute. What you mean die? I'm going to die spiritually. In other words, I'm going to be cut off from God. I ain't going to have nobody to control me. I ain't going to have nobody to tell me what to do. And Satan deceived Eve. And Adam joined in with Eve. And the human race fell. Now, you said, how bad did it fall? Look at our generation today. Look at how Satan is ruling the world. He's ruling people's lives. He's calling people that say there's no God. He's telling people you can do anything you want to. There's people that say that they know God and living like the devil themselves. And you know why people are killing today? Because there's no God in their life. And if you don't have God in your life, you are an instrument of Satan. You are a mark person for Satan, because without the Spirit of God in your life, without the love of God in your life, you in dangerous ground. You in the ground of destruction. The Bible says broad is the way that leadeth into destruction, and many go in thereat. And the world today is living a broad life. We got babies being killed every day. We got people drinking every day. We got people lying every day. We got people murdering every day. We got people committing fornication and sex immorality. We got people using sex porn on little young girls. We got old men up in their 90s, up in their 80s, up in their 70 years old, raping little girls and giving them babies and saying it's all right. Yeah, got church folks supposed to be a child of God, and they out there doing the same thing that the world's doing. And the Bible says, let me tell you, you can't serve nothing but one master. You can't serve two. And there's some folks trying to serve the devil, and they're trying to serve God. But let me tell you, Joshua said, choose you this day in whom you're going to serve. He said, for me and my household, I'm going to serve the Lord. And let me tell you something, those that listen to me out there, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ is getting ready to come. You know what's getting ready to happen to this earth before Christ touched this earth? There's going to be an invasion. Invasion of demonic demons. You hear what I said? The devil is getting ready to come down here and tear this world up. You know why the devil's going to tear this world up? Because the world is saying there is no God. They're saying the hell with God. They're saying I'll do what I want to do. I'll go where I want to go. There ain't no such thing as no Jesus Christ. And by the way, Jesus Christ never died. They want to say Jesus Christ married Mary Magdalene and had babies. Mm. They're talking about Jesus like he's a mere man. But he's not. When you talk about Jesus, you're talking about the Son of God. You're talking about God himself. And God is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. And whatever God do is right. Whatever God do is on time. And what God is doing now, he's giving man an opportunity to come to Calvary's cross. He's giving every liar, every backbiter, every whoremonger, every adulterer, every hypocrite, he's giving everybody an opportunity to come to him in these last and evil days. Because if you don't accept Jesus Christ after the rapture of the church, the devil's going to say, now is my turn. There's going to be a 7-year tribulation period in which the devil will control the world for 7 long years. And it ain't going to be no picnic. It ain't going to be no bingo. It ain't going to be no parties. There ain't going to be no high polluting folks, because it's going to affect every human being up on this earth. And you say, well, where are these demons going to come from? In the 9th chapter. In the 9th chapter of Revelation. It says the 5th trumpet was blown. And when the 5th trumpet was blown, there was an angel went down to the bottomless pit. And guess what they did? Guess what he did? He opened up the pit. Well, how the pit's going to be opened up? It's going to be opened up in Newfoundland, England, where they got a quadrum CERN. They call CERN. And they're using protons and neutrons, and they're spinning them around at a rapid speed, trying to open up a portal. And they're going to open this portal up at the 5th trumpet, because after the rapture of the church, that's when the 5th trumpet is going to be blown. And these scorpions, listen to what I'm saying. It's coming. Yeah. It's coming. And when it comes, those that's left on the earth, these scorpions are going to sting them. Listen, sting them that they want to die and can't die. They're going to be killing, trying to kill each other. They're going to be jumping off a building. They're going to be taking all kind of poison. They're going to be trying to cut their legs off and bleed to death. But they tell me they ain't going to be able to die. Why will God let this such torment come upon the people? Because let me tell you, if you don't want Jesus Christ, oh, my God, if you don't get saved, if you don't get sanctified, if you don't come to the cross where Jesus Christ died 2,000 years ago, gave his life for what?
Amen.
For my sin, that I could be what? Saved from sin, because sin will damn your soul. It will
put you
right back dab in hell, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about young folks. I'm talking about old folks. I'm talking about Baptist, Presbyterian, Catholic. I'm talking about every denomination, every occult that you can name. If you reject Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you die in your sins, you are going to go to hell, not because of what you've done, but for what you didn't do. And what you didn't do, you did not repent. Because except you repent, you're going to likewise perish. My friends, we're living in the last days. The Antichrist is alive right now. He's alive, and he's waiting for one thing. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He's waiting for one thing to happen. He's a full-grown man. He's coming out of Spain. He's the king of Spain. He's waiting for one event that's going to happen real soon, sooner than I think he's going to happen, and that is the rapture that men have been talking about for the last 2,000 years. And some people have made fun of it. Some people have jekyll it. Some people say, well, these two preachers that on this radio program and on this internet, they sound like a bunch of hermits. They sound like a bunch of weirdos. Ain't no Jesus coming back. Man, I got too much to do. I got to get married. I got to get my job. I got to send my children to school. I don't care what you got to do. It ain't going to stop the rapture. The rapture's coming anyway. I don't care if you're sitting on the toilet, brothers and sisters. Good God Almighty. I don't care if you're on your job.
Come on, doctor.
If you're down there sitting there eating a sandwich. When the rapture comes, it's going to be like this in a moment. Y'all listen to me. A moment in the twinkling of an eye. The dead in what? In Christ shall rise. And we that remain alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And the graves are going to be open. God is going to leave evidence that this rapture that we've been talking about. I've been talking about it for 57 years. And even before I started to preach it, I was believing and I knew that there's going to be a rapture. And now I've been on this battlefield for 57 years, and I know to some people I sound like a broken record, but I'd rather be a broken record than no record at all, because this year record is going to happen. My God, I'm going to give it to the brother right now. Amen. Sin is the cause of the world being in it. And I'm going to close with this. There's going to be another war coming pretty soon. It's in the making right now. It's called the War of Gog and Magog, Meshech and Tubal. This year, war is going to what? It's going to ignite World War III. It is the red horse in Revelation. Vladimir Putin is going to start World War III, and it's going to be a war of wars, and the world is going to, I hope the world will wake up. The church will be gone by that time. But I hope those that go through the tribulation will catch on and see what God is getting ready to do. But thank God for Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ is the only one that can save your soul. Apostle Paul said, if you confess with your mouth, believe with your heart that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the Bible said, thou shalt be saved. May God bless you. At the time, brother, put the hammer on.
Amen, brother. Amen. I thought it was going to go a little bit longer. Amen. But that's all
right. All right, brother. You go ahead.
I thank you for what you gave us.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. The world is asleep. The world is asleep. The church is sleeping on the return of our Lord and Savior. Amen. And it's a shame. It's a shame. Amen. We know that this war, amen. Putin ain't stopping. Amen. I got an update the other day. He's still attacking. He's still at it. See, the thing is that they distract you with so many different things.
Yeah.
Oh, man, they're talking about the corona again. They're talking about this. They're talking about that. That's to distract you The devil is good at distraction. The world is so distracted by entertainment. There ain't nobody talking about the war. Ain't nobody concerned about the war. Oh, that's why we're there. They ain't got nothing to do with us. But what we had, tens of thousands of people from Russia and Ukraine on our border at the end of last year. The devil's busy. Amen.
Busy.
And we have to acknowledge these things. Amen, doctor. We can't ignore these things like they're not happening, like it's not going on. This
is going on.
Happening right before our
eyes. Now.
Now. It is
now.
Happening. There's so much going on in the world. The devil is attacking. And let me show you this. The devil is attacking on so many different levels. He's attacking you mentally, spiritually, physically. He's attacking you with sicknesses. He's attacking you through finances. He has many different ways to try to take you out of this world. It's a war.
War.
This war is not, this is a war between in high places, good and evil.
High places.
They are fighting over souls. Christ died for our souls. Satan is trying to get as many souls lost to go to hell and the lake of fire with him all for all eternity. And man, this just it just makes me so sick. It does. It hurts my feelings.
Know,
hurts my
me
heart.
Too. Me too.
I know it does. Man, to see people ignore God and to think this is a joke, they think we plan, they think like we ain't got something else that we could be doing, not that it's
good.
Come
on, preacher.
Amen. But I could be watching sports, football, basketball. I love sports, baseball. Man, I could be watching sports. I could be doing what I want to do. But you know what? But God called me to a greater work. He called me to the highest work on this planet. And you say,
come
what's
on,
that?
Preacher. Tell
saving
us
souls. Christ
saving
gave
souls.
Us. Amen. You better talk to him, doctor. He gave us the greatest commission to man. I have commanded you to go and tell the world about me.
Come on. Come on.
And you got folks that got the greatest platforms on the earth. They seem to play the most games. They giving motivational speeches. Sitting here getting rich.
Mickey Mouse Club,
Amen. Yeah. The Mickey Mouse Club. Big mansions. Big cars. Planes.
Yes. Yeah.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you right now, I'm not mad at nobody. Amen. Because I understand the Bible says your gift makes room for you. But I believe that if God give you his spirit, I believe that you will spend much more of that money doing outreach. You will spend
money
helping those
Come
that
on.
Are in need, helping those
Come
that are
on.
Losing their houses and their apartments,
yeah.
and those that need food and clothes and children.
Yeah.
And people need counseling. But instead, you got folks that are going to spend millions of dollars.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Goodness.
Have mercy.
Man, I tell you.
Seriously.
All I'm saying to you is so many people's souls are being lost because so many people are in church playing. They playing church. That's what they're doing. They playing church. And while you up here playing church, people up here losing their souls.
Losing their souls, brother.
Folks are just killing one another. It's a slaughterhouse outside.
Slaughterhouse out there, brother.
It's a rock, man. I'm telling you, man, that rocked my soul. I couldn't believe it. I said, who would murder their own child? There was an incident out of Houston about sometime this year, earlier this year. They just found the boy, and I forgot how they found out. The boy had been dead. The man was a stepdad. He was the woman's boyfriend. He beat the boy to death years ago. The body had been sitting in there, I think, under a bed or on the mat. Some just had the body in the room somewhere. I think he was like a 9-year-old boy. Years that went by. The world is sick. This is what we're talking about. The world, Satan is sick. When Satan did what he did, you don't think the angels thought he was sick? They said, boy, this Negro has lost his mind. He's fixing to go against God.
Ooh,
man, the man just said, this Negro, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying. This Negro is my, oh, he's sick.
Yeah.
I can't, I'm talking about, can you imagine how peaceful heaven was? Nothing but love, nothing but peace, nothing but joy. And you
come
bring
on.
This hell into heaven?
Uh-huh.
Oh, see, some of y'all not comprehending. He was in heaven.
Heaven.
He had immortality. He was created with eternal life. All he had to do was serve God.
He had it,
brother. Music, looks, rank. What more could you ask for? The brother gave it to you.
Yeah.
He won the top angels, the top angel. He guarded God's throne. What more could you want? Man, look, you can't be God if you're not God. There's a reason you're not God. See, you didn't, amen. Now, you know what I'm saying.
Come on.
There's
Thank
a reason
you.
You're not
Thank
God because you got evil intent. See, God is good. God is love. That was what the Bible said. The Bible said
that's
that,
what said.
That God
yeah.
is what? Look at 1 John, the 5th chapter. I'm going to read it real quick. 1 John, the 5th chapter. I'm sorry. 1 John, the 4th chapter. I'm sorry. 1 John, the 4th. I'm just going to work with John today, I guess. I got so many scriptures in John. 1 John, 4th chapter, verse 7 and 8. I want to show you. And when you get the opportunity to read 1 John, the 4th, entire 4th chapter, and you'll find out who God is. But we're going to read 1 John, the 4th chapter, verses 7 and 8. It says, beloved, what did I tell you about when it says, and it introduces scriptures like that? But it's talking to the children of God. It's only talking to us. It ain't talking to those out there in the world that reject and turn their back on God. It's talking to us. Those of us who love God. That's why he addresses us as beloved. Let us love one another.
Come on.
For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God.
Of God.
And knoweth God. This is why it's important to raise your children in love. If somewhere, only thing I could think about, bro, I said, man, somewhere in the past there was a dysfunction. So maybe the parents didn't take the children to church. Maybe they didn't raise them. If they did raise them, maybe they weren't at the right church. Maybe that church where the pastor gave motivational speeches. You got to take your family to a Bible teaching church that teaches love.
No.
The only thing I can think of is that somewhere, somehow, the ball was dropped for this woman. For you to grow up into an adult and to murder your own children in that manner. The ball was dropped. We have to call it what it is. The ball was dropped. That's why I thank God for my prayer. And I'm not talking down or bad on people. I'm just telling you what happens out here. I'm telling you how these things come about.
Yes.
Someone dropped the ball. Amen. And this is the result of dropping the ball. Amen.
Yes.
This is the result of not training your child in the way they should go. This is the result of not taking your children to church, learning the Bible. It's not just for us as the pastors and the ministers to learn the word. It's for the people who attend church to learn the word.
Come on, preach up.
Amen. It's for
Amen.
You, the Bible says, to rightly divide the word of God.
The word of truth.
Amen. That's your
Amen.
Job. It ain't just the watchman on the wall job. It ain't just the overseer job. It's for you got to give an account for your soul and your work just like I do.
Yes,
Amen.
Amen.
I want to stand before Christ and be judged and receive my rewards based on what I have done, just like you will stand before the great judge and receive rewards based on what you have done. All I'm saying to you is this is how the world gets into a sin-sick situation. The world is already sick because we are born in sin. You're already
sin.
Sick. Amen. You're already born dead. You're born dying. But at least with Christ, you can take your medicine. at least when you got Christ in your life, amen. You know how when you're sick and stuff, but you got to have, I don't know, maybe blood pressure medicine to keep your blood pressure down. Amen. You know how
Come on, get a cold.
Amen. You take medicine to make you feel better, and it's working on cleaning you out. Well, see, this
Come on.
We're talking about. This is what we're talking about.
Yes.
We are talking about. Hey, there you go, doctor. Say it again.
Change.
We are talking about the opportunity to be changed. Didn't Paul say it? Paul says it's going to manifest itself fully when Christ returns, when he shall appear. What did he say?
Woo!
We will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Well, we shall be changed. Don't you want change in your life today? Don't you want to be delivered from a sin-sick world? Don't you want to be delivered from the sickness of I'm around people all day, and that's all they speak. It's just damn it. I said, the world has no respect anymore. Everybody want to out-cuss one another. Everybody want to out-shoot one another. Everybody want to out-beat one another. Everybody trying to outdo each other on every level of sin. They trying to outdo each other.
Come on, preacher.
Ain't nobody trying to be the best or good no more. There ain't no more moral people. And folks talking about 200 or 300 years. Man, if God was a setback in 200 or 300 years, man would probably blow up the planet himself.
Hey, he wouldn't be here, Doc.
He wouldn't be here 200 or 300 more years.
He
there ain't
here.
No 200 or 300 more years. The king is coming. And
the king is coming.
The king is coming. You better know
he is. You better
He's
know.
Coming. You may see the reason that you don't want him to come is because you want to finish doing what you want to do in this life.
Woo.
You ain't finished partying and going on vacations and spending money. You ain't lived life enough yet. See, that's the problem.
Come on.
You ain't done all that you wanted to do yet.
Want
to
do
soon for Christ to come back. They said this is supposed to be the best time in the history of man. I'm talking about all when you look all over the world is enjoying the world more now. So they say. So Satan makes man believe.
Makes you feel like that way. Yeah.
He makes it feel that way. Because you want to know why? The devil makes the world feel good.
Yeah.
People want to feel good.
Yeah.
I want to feel good. People want to go party and get drunk and sex. And I want to have all this. I want this stuff to make me feel good. I want to look good. Dress good. Smell good. I want all the good.
Yeah.
That's what the devil do. That's what he do.
That's what he do.
That's the devil. But I'm here to tell you that God has got something much more better for you, much greater for you. I got to finish this scripture before I turn it back over to the brother. Let me go ahead and finish 13, 14, and 15.
Go ahead, brother. Help yourself.
Back over to 1 John, the third chapter. Amen. Verses 13, 14, and 15. Verse 13 says, marvel not. In other words, don't be surprised. Marvel not, my brothers. If the world hates you, don't be surprised if the world hates you.
No.
I'm not surprised.
No.
I get the hate all the time. I know why I get hated on. I used to wonder, brother, if I got saved. I said, boy, I was never treated like this before. And one day the Holy Spirit, I'm serious, doctor. I fit right in with the world, man. Everybody loved me. Everybody liked me. Everybody was cool with me. Everybody wants to be my friend. They want to be your girlfriend. I'm like, man, I fit in good. But, boy, the day I confess with my mouth.
Woo! Glory!
And believe with my heart
that God
raised him from the dead.
Go
that
ahead,
was
brother.
The day I became saved. And I'll never forget it. April 15, 2000, I became saved.
Woo! Praise
and,
the Lord.
Man, let me tell you, brother. That's the day I made it official. And for some reason, things changed. The tax came. They still coming today. Still get a tax today. But
yes,
God's
bro.
On my side because he said,
He's
no weapon
side,
formed against me shall prosper. I'm not worried
Woo.
About it. Trust me.
Woo.
Amen. I'm not worried
Amen.
About it. I got the victory.
Amen.
I got the victory.
Victory.
I'm already Amen.
Amen.
I got predictions. I'm not worried about folks. Amen. I got the victory. I'm not worried about these folks in this world. Because you want to know why? God loves me.
Hey,
I love him. I thank him for saving my soul.
Amen.
With everlasting destruction.
Everlasting
now,
life.
Now, what does the scripture say? Amen. I received everlasting life. That's all we want for you. We want you to receive everlasting life. Now, watch this. The world hates you, but I'm not surprised. Because the world loves what? Sin. They love sickness. And if you ain't participating in their sick sin world, they mad at you. Why you did
they mad at
why you,
you
ain't
yeah.
talking like this? Why you
yeah.
ain't walking like this? Why you ain't acting like this? Why you ain't care? Why you don't like what we like? Why you ain't doing why you don't agree with us? See, that's the world. And they hate you for it. No, they can't stand you for it. Truth be told, they can't stand you. I'm going to tell you right
Come
now
on.
How the world is.
Come on.
They can't stand you.
Come on.
But watch what the word says in verse 14. Watch this. This is a key verse. Verse 14, 15 is a key verse. Now, I've already told you in the beginning, amen, about verse 11 says, for this is the message that ye heard from the beginning that we should what? Love one another.
One another.
I already told you about that, right? Now, watch this. Verse 14 says, we know that we have passed from death unto life. Do you know what that means? We're not talking about you being in the grave and you coming back. That's not what it's talking about. What it's talking about is spiritually. You have passed from being spiritually dead
Come on.
Into spiritually living. See, that's why they hate you. That's why they don't like you. Because you don't act like them. Because, see, they're spiritually dead.
Dead.
And they can't comprehend the spiritual living. They just can't.
Yeah.
They can't comprehend it. Because you want to know why?
Woo.
They're spiritually dead. And the only way to come out of that spiritual death is through salvation. That
come
is
on.
The only way that you're going to come out of that. That you have to become spiritually alive through Christ.
Alive.
In other words, you have to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. That's the only way
yeah.
that you're going to come out and that you're going to lead spiritual death. That's the only way.
Yeah.
Amen.
Woo.
That's the only way.
Amen, brother.
But watch this. It says, because we love the brother. See, that's how you know. Because when you love your brothers and your sisters in Christ, yeah, that's how you know when you feel different. You begin to act different. You know that you have passed from death to life.
All right.
Amen. There's no more
Amen.
Need to hate on your brother. There's no more need to say stuff like, oh, I'm going to shoot him a kid. I'm going to do this to him if he do it. That's why we don't need a gun. Well, I tell people I don't need no weapon. A weapon for, I don't need no weapon. A weapon for what? See, only folks that are insecure and living in spiritual death need a weapon.
Come on.
God don't need no weapon.
No
Why
weapon?
Do you think about
no.
no weapon formed against me? Shepherd. What he's saying is, I got you covered. You don't need no weapon.
Come
I
on.
Am your weapon. The Holy
yeah.
Spirit is your
weapon.
I tell people all the time, I said, man, please, you talking about guns and all this stuff. I tell you right now. The moment a person thinks in his mind that he want to do harm to me or somebody in my family, God will take him out of this world instantly. God, the Holy Spirit can take you out so quick.
Come on, preacher.
See, that's the
tell
danger.
The
Amen.
Danger.
I'm going to talk to him, doctor. I'm going to talk
yeah.
to him. See, that's the danger of playing games with the children of God.
Yes,
See,
right.
when you're a king, you don't mess with God's children.
That's right, brother.
That's a dangerous thing when you play with God.
Dangerous
when you threaten one of God, you think God, see, God sees all. He ain't like the devil.
Yeah.
See, he can see
yeah.
all things. He know all things. He's all powerful. He's sitting
yeah.
right there watching. While you making them threats, he can snuff you right on the spot.
All right.
You better not tell
all
him.
Right.
You better go somewhere.
All
you
right.
don't know who I am.
Come on.
You know, hey, doctor, they don't know who I am. I don't need no weapons. I don't need all that stuff.
Me.
I
yeah,
got all
brother.
The protection that I need. all the protection that I need through the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But you want to know why? Amen.
God
watches us 24/7.
24/7.
Now watch that. I'm going to give it to over to the brother. It says, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death.
Come on.
You see it?
Come on.
See, right now, you feel spiritually dead because you're a hateful person. It says, whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer. You see how I explained that? It didn't say a killer. It says a murderer.
Yeah.
Just like Cain was. It's already premeditated.
Come on.
And ye know that no murderer has eternal life abide.
Read that again, brother. Read that again.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It says, whosoever hated his brother is a murderer.
Murderer.
And ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in
That's the word.
Him. That's the word. That's the word. Now watch this. I'm gonna get back to the brother.
Go ahead, brother.
I'm gonna use verse 12 and 15. Go back up to verse 12. It says, not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and slew his brother. What that means is that he didn't just start hating his brother that day. That was manifested over time. He was jealous of Abel. See, that's what hate does. That's what a murderer does. He looks at you and they hate you. Hate is something that takes a little time. You just don't hate a person in one day in most cases. That's why he slew his brother. Because he was spiritually dead. And when you're spiritually dead, you can't have the love of God in you. You don't have the Holy Spirit. So the Bible said that we pass from death to life. He couldn't stand his brother. Premeditated. I can't stand Abel. He think he's better than me. He give this and give that. God like his offering. I can't. He gets on my nerves. I can't see. See, you got to listen to how people talk. When people start saying stuff like that to you, you better be careful. You better watch them.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't stand. You get on my nerves. Hey, wait, what you mean I get on your nerves? What you mean you can't stand me? What have I done that you can't stand? What did Abel do to him? Probably nothing.
Come on.
But he didn't have eternal life. These people who murder don't have eternal life. People say, oh, well, they used to be saved. Again, there's no such thing as used to be saved. The devil got y'all confused. The devil's lying to you. I've heard people in the church say, well, I remember somebody who used to be saved and they killed. No, bag it up. Time out. Bag it up. That's nowhere in Scripture. That's nowhere in the Bible. They were never saved. There's no such thing. They used to be saved. They were never. The Bible just proved to you by the Scripture that whosoever hated his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer had eternal life abiding in him. It's impossible. You try to make him saved. You can't make nobody saved. If they ain't confess with their mouth and believe in their heart. See, the key word is believe in their heart. They never believed in their heart that God raised them from the dead. They were just in church, clapping their hands, stomping their feet, acting like they were shouting, turning cartwheels. No, that ain't salvation. The Bible says, amen. The Bible says, without action it is impossible to please God. No, it said without faith it is impossible to please God. Yes, doctor, take it away. Take it on in for us.
Look here. Come on now. You know, God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. God is merciful, and he is kind. He is forgiving. I'm going to run back there a little bit in the sixth chapter of Genesis and run on, the day that Noah got the message that it's going to rain. And God gave Noah 120 years of preaching the gospel of the ark, and that he was telling the people that the only way that you can be saved from the water and the flood and the rain and the thunder and the lightning, and he said, y'all going to have to come on the boat. and go with me. And Noah in that day was a man of righteousness, and God found grace in the eyesight of Noah. He was a human being just like I am, like you. He wasn't no plastic man. He wasn't special or made or anything, but God used his faith. God loves those that put trust in him and rely on him and depend upon him. And Noah began to tell his family first and get his family together and tell them, look, y'all, it's going to rain. It's going to rain because the world has become so wicked and so abominable and so wretched and so devastating. God's going to cause a flood to come. Not only that, but Lucifer was still at business. He was still in business of disrupting and corrupting people. So I believe the Bible says in the daughters of men, the sons of God married the daughters of men. And that means that angelic beings, listen to what I'm saying now. This is real. This is authentic. This ain't no jive time. The Bible ain't got no jive time talking and something that I made up. He says, and the sons of God, angels that came down on top of Mount Hermon, about 200 of them, and they had a plan to disrupt and corrupt the human race because Satan said, I couldn't stay in heaven. God done kicked me out. He done kicked all my buddies out, and I kicked all my angels out, and I need some more wickedness to be done. So what he said, he saw the daughters of men, and they were beautiful women. Oh, they were gorgeous. They were debonair. They make Playboy look like a scrap yard. My God, and these angels, these angels said, man, I'm going to have me some sex, baby. I'm going to go into the daughters of men. And it was not liable. God did not permit that. God hated that. God resented that because we were made after the image of God, not after the image of angels. And these angels had power enough to incarnate themselves and become human, but yet angels. And they were able to go into the daughters of men and spurn. Listen to what I'm saying, because this is real. Spurn their ovaries and produce children. And by them producing children, these was a mix of DNA, human DNA and angelic DNA. It brought forth giants in those days. These men grew 10, 15 feet tall, and they were bigger than the human race. And they would take these little women, amen, and have sex with them and produce these giants. And there was a lot of giants in those days, and they became so wicked and so foul. They would have sex with animals. They would have sex with sea life. They would have sex with dogs and cats. They would have sex with women. Mm-hmm. And they would produce all kind of malignant, weary cyborgs. And when they died, they became demons. And God saw this. If you read the 6th chapter of Genesis now, it's in there. He said, and God saw the wickedness upon the face of the earth, and it grieved him. It grieved him at his heart. And he said, I never will make man again. But that this time, I'm going to call out a man called Noah. And he was not no motivation speeches. He didn't have no Cadillac. He didn't have no, he wasn't poor, but yet still, he didn't have a whole lot of things to try to tell the people how to do it, what to do. He told the folks face to face, look, it's going to rain. It's going to rain, y'all. And let me tell you what the folks did. They laughed at him. They heckled and jeckled. They poked fun at him. They told him, you old bald-headed, mad, gray-headed, mad, you get out of here. You're full of it. Oh, man, they were talking bad to the man. They were telling the man, don't go crazy. But you know what Noah did? Noah kept on building the boat. He kept on telling his children. He kept on because he knew God was speaking to him directly. And when God speaks to you, to your heart directly to your heart and tell you that you need to be saved, you need to come to me, you better listen.
That's right,
because these people did not listen to Noah. They heckled. They had philosophers, theologians. They had they didn't have Bibles in those days, but they had scripture in those days. And their scripture read, not true, nor is crazy. They had their own Bible, just like folks got their own Bible today. They read the Bible and try to turn change the Bible, but Noah kept on preaching. He went out and told them, said, now look, y'all, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. And they tell me Noah preached 120 years of telling the people it's going to rain. And then Jesus Christ comes along about 4,000 years later. Woo! And he came on top of Mount Olive and told them, the disciples, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. And don't you know the count that the people got on the boat? How many got on the boat? Only 8 people. 8 out of the billions of people that have been multiplied upon the face of the earth through the angelic sons of God and through the human race. And it was so corrupt, God said, I'm going to rain a rain for 40 days and 40 nights. Well, let me tell you something else. The 6th chapter of Genesis comes on round down to the 6th chapter of Revelation. And the 6th chapter of Revelation, that's when the judgment of the tribulation begins, because the white horse is going to ride. And when he rides, it's going to tell the folks that he is Jesus Christ. And the world going to say, yes, this is what we want. Because the Bible tells me men do not love the truth, because the truth will reveal their sin. And man don't want to be revealed from sin. But Noah preached 120 years. And at the end of the 20 years, and I'm going to close with this. I'm going to give it to the brother. Let him off a call. Let me tell you what happened. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. And the last opportunity that the people had was 7 days, and the animals got on the boat. And after the animal got on the boat, they tell me they didn't close the boat until after the 7 days, because if anybody want to come on the boat, they could have came on, but nobody came. And Jesus Christ died 3,000 years later, and he's offering you right now to come to him, because when the tribulation period comes, it's going to be over for those to be saved when the church age. You can be saved after the church age through the 144,000, but why wait? Why wait? Why wait for the tribulation to get saved? You can get saved tonight. Whoever you are, wherever you are, or whatever you're doing, don't let the devil fool you. Don't let him trick you. The Illuminati is buying souls every day. People are selling their souls. The Illuminati, the Baphomets are damning souls every day. Hollywood is full of demons and devils. And not only Hollywood, but some of the churches. Got the devil running through there. They going around there talking about they know Jesus Christ. They don't know no Jesus Christ. You can't live like Jesus Christ and got the devil running through your veins. And I'm asking you right now, don't be a hypocrite. Don't be caught off guard when them trumpets blow. And I'm gonna put another arrow in your heart. Watch out. Watch out. Look up for September. September.
Amen.
The Feast of Trumpets. I ain't telling you what day, because I don't know. I ain't telling you what hour, I don't know. But the Bible tells me the next 3 feast days to be fulfilled by the Jewish calendar and by the Jewish Feast of Trumpets and the Jewish appointed time is the Feast of Trumpets, and that represents the rapture. So get your eyes open. Wake up. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. Take it off, brother. Close it out.
Amen. Awesome, doctor. Awesome. Amen. Amen. We are very close. Amen.
Yes, we are, brother.
Amen. Of our Lord and Savior. Amen. Don't think otherwise. The devil is here to fool you. Amen. He's fooling people. Romans 10:9-10. Only got a minute left. Amen. I just want to share this with you. We want you to be all become saved. We love each and every one of you. Amen. We preach the gospel. Amen. We'll be back on the air. Amen. Next week, be God's will. Amen. We will all be praying for the elder to make it back safely. Amen. We know that we believe and know that God will.